inconscient. Ils n'ont changé.
Hell is most awkward, called by Shakespeare.
XU, an hour of wonderful music disrupted periodically by the utterly dispensable commentary of yours truly, Tom D. We've got a nice show lined up for you tonight. It's kind of a mixed bag of early new wave era song picks. We open the show tonight with The Cramps and the song Human Fly, featuring the vocals of Mr. Eric Lee Perkheiser, better known as Lux Interior. This track was recorded in New York City in October 1977, and it was produced by Alex Chilton, former member of the Box Tops and Big Star. Now we cross the Atlantic to hear the first so-called New Wave single to be played on the BBC. From Ireland, here's the Boomtown Rats with Looking After Number One.
I want to keep it involved.
Was The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet. Probably their most well-known song. Originally released in April 1978, the song reached number 57 on the UK singles chart when it was reissued 13 years later. Before The Only Ones, it was The Jam with the flip side of their debut single, the song Taken My Love, released in April 1977 on the Polydor label. And before The Jam, we heard The Police with Fallout, the band's debut single, and their only release featuring original guitarist Henry Padovani. He was fired from the band a few months later, not long after Andy Summers joined the group. And now one from the godfather of punk himself. Here's Iggy Pop with Some Weird Sin.
Thank you. Monday. You slithered down the greasy pipe. So far, so good, no one saw you. Hobble over any freeway. You will be like your dreams tonight. You get up and sleep. You get up and sleep. Draw the lion. Lead the lion. Show the lion. Went to the bar. A couple of drinks on the house. And he was a fortune teller. He said, never.
was Brian Eno with King's Lead Hat. Taken from the album Before and After Science, Eno's fifth LP and his last rock-oriented album of the 70s. Before Eno, we heard David Bowie with Joe the Lion from his 1977 LP Heroes, the second album in Bowie's Berlin Trilogy. Recorded at Hansa Tann Studio by The Wall in West Berlin, this album features guitar work by Robert Fripp, who was on hiatus from King Crimson at the time. And we started that set with another song also recorded in Berlin at that same studio that same year. It was Iggy Pop with Some Weird Sin, taken from his Lust for Life album, co-produced with David Bowie. Legend has it that this LP was written, recorded, and mixed in only 8 days, and it turned out to be one of Iggy's most acclaimed albums. All right, I needed some sort of justification for playing 3 songs in a row by this next group, so I'm introducing a new special feature to the show that we'll call Unsung Heroes, in which I'll give special attention to an artist or a group that I think doesn't quite get the recognition they deserve. Tonight we turn the spotlight on a Boston band with a serious 60s garage rock influence, featuring the vocals of Jeff Conley, a.k.a. Mono Man. Here's DMZ with Bad Attitude.
Yeah.
DMZ, with three tracks from their 1978 self-titled LP. We heard Don't Jump Me, Mother. Before that, their version of the Sonics' Cinderella. And we started the set with Bad Attitude. The group only released one EP and one LP in the couple of years they were together. Not long after their album was released, they split up, with Jeff Conley taking the band's rhythm section to form a new group called Liars. And now we hear a trio of brothers from Detroit who started out as a funk band and were converted to rock and roll after seeing a concert by The Who. Recorded in 1975 and released as a single the following year, here's Death with Politicians in My Eyes.
One, two, three, now!
great state of New Jersey, featuring the vocals of Glenn Danzig. That was Two from the Misfits. We just heard the song Bullet, and before that, Attitude, taken from their 1978 EP, self-released on the band's own Plan 9 Records label. These songs were intended to be included on the band's debut album, entitled Static Age, but the group couldn't get any label interest in releasing it at the time, and instead issued four tracks from the album as an EP. Their complete LP was eventually released 19 years later. And before the Misfits, we heard the band called Death, with Politicians in My Eyes. This group also had an album that went unreleased at the time. The record company they were working with tried to convince the band to change their name, and when they refused, the company pulled the plug on their deal. Their music went unreleased and forgotten until 2009, when the Drag City label released the original 1975 recordings as an LP entitled For the Whole World to See.
Stop. From Elvis Costello and the Attractions. We heard Goon Squad, and before that, Green Shirt, taken from their LP, Armed Forces, released on Columbia Records in January 1979, produced by Nick Lowe. Before that, it was Talking Heads with Memories Can't Wait, from the album Fear of Music. This was the group's third LP, and the second of a trio of albums produced with Brian Eno. I really dig the dystopian vibe of that track. And we started that set with The Stranglers, a single from January 1978, featuring the vocals of bass player J.J. Burnell. This was the band's fifth single, issued between the release of their second and third albums. Well, that's it for tonight. I hope you enjoyed the music. If you like the show and you feel like sharing some thoughts, please feel free to post some comments at my webpage, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'd really enjoy hearing from you. Until next time, this is Tom D saying goodbye for now.
Radio XU.